Christmas is over and now tomorrow's New Year's Day. You all have a good Christmas?
Yeah.
Nobody sick at all with the Christmas pudding, no?
No?
Well, then we'll plow the fields and scatter, shall we? All good things around us are sent from heaven above. Now then, what are we going to do? New Year's Day tomorrow. Now, where are the best beaches in New Zealand? Round Bay, Auckland. Auckland, do you think Auckland? Well, tell me some of the names of the best beaches in New Zealand. Where?
Onirua.
Round Bay, and any other bay?
Campbell Bay.
But what about Christchurch? Anybody know any beaches in Christchurch? What's that?
Brighton
and Sumner. But what about Wellington? Now that's a place for beaches. Anybody know? Island Bay, you say? Dave Bay, yes, and Lyle Bay, yes. But I know a beach. Oh, I won't say they were better, but there's a beach down Timaru. What's that called, that beach of Timaru? Yes, where the donkeys are. Yes, that's where they have the donkeys. They have them down there and I've got them up here. Is that right? Yes. Well, now, I want to ask you another question. Now then, how do you spell... Now, you tell me. You look like a smart girl. How do you spell... Who was it going to spell Alleluia? This is the girl I thought I was going to ask. Now, how do you spell Alleluia? Oh, no.
Yes, I can say it.
But I said, Alleluia. Oh, well, now, you see, what's the matter? Was there a matter? Did I leave the H out, or what's the matter? Anybody know?
You leave the H out.
And didn't I say it right?
No, not
yet. Right. Now, which is right? Is it Hallelujah or Alleluia? Then both, can you? Well, I see. That you can have both. Well, then we'll have it that way both, will we? But we'll leave the H out.
No.
Huh? Oh, yes, we'd have to leave the H out. Well, now then, it means praise God and all those lovely things. Now, with Robin Long, she'll tell us whether it's H or A. You listen to her. See whether she puts the H's in or to leave them out. The man named Mozart, he dead long ago, and he wrote this song, and I think he left the H out too. That's right.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Friends of mine that I was talking to just now. So now we fixed up about the beaches, didn't we? Now what's who knows that you're also another smart looking girl. Now what's the next holiday now in Auckland?
January the
29th. And what sort of a day is that?
Anniversary day.
But that's only in Auckland. That's not in New Zealand, is it? No, in New Zealand. That's only in Auckland where they go out in the harbour and swim all the little boats up and down, don't they? But there's another holiday that everybody has soon after, not very long after. Where is it?
Easter.
Mm-hmm. Easter. When about that? About May or June, is it? April or May, it all depends, yes. Well, now, that's very good. Now we're going to have an Easter hymn. There is a green hill far away to a very lovely musical arrangement, which I hope will sound all right to our good folk who listen to us. Well, now here we are, and I've got Bobby here. He's going to, you know, a good Bible story, Bobby. What about? Huh? What about?
A Luther.
Uh huh. Well, now you tell us all about it.
It sometimes happens in large cities when there is an earthquake or a great fire that looters take advantage of the darkness of the night to enter the damaged buildings to steal. Stealing is always very wrong, but looting is the meanest, lowest kind of theft and is an exceedingly grave crime. After the strange happening to Jericho, when the walls fell down and the city surrendered to the Israelites, General Joshua had to press on with his army to conquer enemies beyond Jericho. The next battle was in the mountains at a place called Ai. As it was just a small town, Joshua sent 3,000 men, which number he considered sufficient to capture a small place like Ai. But something most unexpected happened. The soldiers of Ai were too skillful for the Israelites, who were driven back, losing many prisoners and leaving many dead and wounded on the field of battle. This was a great surprise to Joshua. God had helped them marvelously so far, and now, in quite a small battle, his army had been defeated. What did it mean? What was the matter? Joshua was worried. So, like a wise man, he took his trouble to God and told him all about it. Joshua prayed, "Dear God, why has this happened to us? Are you not still on our side?" God said, "I cannot help people when they do wrong." "Wrong, wrong," answered Joshua. "What wrong have we done?" God whispered in Joshua's ear, "Looters, looters." Joshua was dumbfounded. "Looters? I do not know anything about looters. Who has been looting?" God told Joshua that in one house in Jericho there was a very beautiful garment and a large wedge of gold and some silver. When the walls of Jericho fell and the people of the city fled, a soldier named Achan entered the house and robbed it of these treasures. So God told Joshua that he could not help him against the enemy while there was a looter in the camp. Joshua ordered the whole army on parade, out in the open where everybody could see and hear. Joshua ordered Private Archon to come before him and to tell of the terrible wrong he had done. The wretched soldier knew he would only make things worse by denying or hiding his sin, so he confessed, "While we were taking Jericho, I went into a house. There was nobody in it. I saw a beautiful garment, some silver, and a big piece of gold. As there was no one looking, I took them and hid them in my tent." "No one looking?" said Joshua very sternly. "No one looking? You silly, weak man. Of course there was someone looking. You were seen looting." "Seen?" cried the amazed and frightened Archon. "Who saw me?" Joshua lifted his voice so that all the army could hear. "God saw you," he thundered. While Archon stood there trembling, Joshua commanded that his tent be searched. Soon the searchers returned, laying before Joshua the garment, the silver, and the gold wedge. When the soldiers realized that the looter Archon had been the cause of their defeat, then they remembered their dead and wounded comrades left on the battlefield. They broke their ranks and stoned Archon, his wife and children, till they were dead. They tore down his tent, smashed everything inside it, and piling all in one heap with their poor bodies. They covered the lot with many stones, making a huge pile. It was sad to think his family suffered a dreadful fate when he only was to blame. But it often happens that way. When you do wrong, you not only hurt yourself, for sometimes others suffer through no fault of their own. For years afterwards, that pile of stones stood to be seen by all. It is easy to imagine some Israelite mother going by with her little boy, who would ask what the stones were for. The mother would tell him that a man who was a dreadful sinner had been buried there. What kind of a sinner was he, Mother? And the mother would say, he was a looter.
Well, that's something we don't often do on the Sunday. That is to applaud a Bible story like that, but Bobby, he made such a good job of it. Now then, we've got to sing a duet. Yes, Laurel Eden and Gary Watkin, they've got a grand little song here called Working Out His Will. There were two very small people. Now, we're all small here, really, but however, here's four boys, yeah? Four boys? Jim Anderson, George Stewart, Rhys McConaughey, and Ray Wright. Well, we should get something out of them. They've got a good song called Dear to the Heart of the Shepherd. Now, we'll get them all fixed up. Now, wait a moment. Yeah, it's a soprano, where's the soprano? That's right. That's right. No, that will do it that way then. Who are the alto? You alto? You're alto? You alto? You are. No, no. All right, good one then. Come on then.
Thank you.
And again we need you, and again we sing, God will take care of you. The verse and the chorus. Until we meet again next Sunday.